and gracious God, you have loved us and guided us from the beginning of creation. Be with us this night. Quiet our minds, open our hearts, and remind us that you are our God and we are your people. Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, hear my prayer. When I call, answer me. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, hear my prayer. Come and listen to me. We will begin by all singing it together in unison. If you don't know it, just listen and you'll catch it as we go. I will then sing, secondly, the alto part, and then finally the bass part. And I invite you to join in the parts as we come. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, hear my prayer. When I call, answer me. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, hear my prayer. Come and listen to me. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, hear my prayer. When I call, answer. My prayer, O
The reading is from Leviticus 19. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel and say to them, 'You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. You shall each revere your mother and father, and you shall keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Do not turn to idols or make cast images for yourselves. I am the Lord your God. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall not strip your vineyards bare or gather the fallen grapes out of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord your God. You shall not steal, you shall not deal falsely, and you shall not lie to one another, and you shall not swear falsely by my name, profaning the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not defraud your neighbor, you shall not steal, and you shall not keep for yourself the wages of a laborer until morning. You shall not revile the deaf or put a stumbling block before the blind. You shall fear your God. I am the Lord. You shall not render an unjust judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great. With justice you shall judge your neighbor. You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people, and you shall not profit by the blood of your neighbor. I am the Lord. You shall not hate in your heart anyone of your kin. You shall reprove your neighbor, or you will incur guilt yourself. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." The Word of God.
I cannot even begin to tell you how much these few days at Holden Village have meant to me. They mean so much that I'm very sad about the thought that some of the people I have gotten to know these past few days are leaving tomorrow. It's been a great joy to be here. Seldom does a rabbi aspire to such heights. More seldom does a rabbi inspire at such heights. I received a letter from my wife today that may resonate in some way with some of you. How's the food, she says. Actually, you will probably enjoy the food. Make believe you are in Israel. I'm not sure what that means. Kadoshim tihiyu ki kadosh ani Adonai Eloheihem. You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Kadosh, holy. That's how we usually translate it. I'm not satisfied with that translation. Shalom has become a word that has now become a universal religious word. Shalom meaning peace. It also means hello and goodbye. I'd like to see the same role for kadosh, because to translate it holy is not to do it justice. It is not related to the German word heilig, holy, nor to the English idea awesome or awe-inspiring. Rather, there are two meanings to the word holy that are perhaps relevant to us this evening. Holy means to separate, to leave, to experience God, and then return. We who come from two noble traditions know the meaning of that separation. Moses and Jesus both separated themselves in significant ways from the world around them. In Judaism and Christianity, both the symbol of the mountain is an omnipresent one. Heights. There's something majestic about the heights, not only these heights, but all heights. I will lift up mine eyes unto the mountains. We aspire to lofty moral purposes. We climb the ladder of success. He is a giant of a man, or she is a giant of a lady. We think of height. Moses goes up to the mountain to receive the law. Jesus goes up to the mountain to preach his most famous sermon. The summit, the heights, they separate themselves. Moses in a cloud, Jesus surrounded in the first instance by multitudes and later by a few disciples. Up in the heights, up in the mountains, they meditate and receive the mission of their lives. They have separated. They've gone away from their customary life. At the summit for Jesus, there is a meeting, a marvelous meeting, that is all too often neglected. Jesus goes up into the mountain and with Peter and James and John, and he meets in a vision Moses and Elijah. Look it up. It's in Matthew and Mark and Luke 2. The first summit meeting in history takes place up on that mountain. They meet, and then Jesus returns. Moses in his mountain returns. They all come down from the mountain. They all come down to serve. They all come down to do something worthwhile. You know what the most frequently asked question that I have received here? It is not, where did you get your training, Rabbi? It is not even where are you from? It is, when are you going to leave? Think about it. How long are you here? That's the question. When are you going to leave? That's the meaning, in a sense, of holiness, of kadosha, of kadosh. Kadosh. Separate yourself. Get the vision. See the insight. See the dream. Hear it. Feel it. Experience it. Go up to your mountain. Find God. But you always got to go back. You always have to go down. That's the meaning of the verses that were so beautifully read this evening. Holy shall you be, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Kadosh shall you be. Go up to your mountain, but then leave something for the poor. Leave your field for the poor. Don't put a stumbling block before the blind. Don't curse the deaf. Fair judgment, fair justice. Don't go around slandering. And all of these things are important to you and to me. Go back. Think of the poor. Think of housing for those who need housing. Don't curse them by taking away their opportunities. Don't listen to slander. How many people now are on death row who have been there by cellmate confessions that are slanderous? Think of the poor. Think of those who work in sweatshops. Think of those who do not earn a minimum wage. Go back. It's not easy, I assure you. It's not easy to go back. Moses goes back and he says, my God, they want to kill me. I brought them out of Egypt and they want to kill me. They hate me for what I did. They liked eating meat in Egypt, and now they have to eat manna in the wilderness. And Jesus, in his last moment, cries out, "Eli, Eli, lama azabtani, my God, why have you forsaken me?" There's the loneliness of the holy person, the man, the woman who finds kadosh. It is not easy to go back. It is never easy to go back. Moses never entered his promised land. He could only see it from afar. Perhaps we will never see the promised land, but let us see it from afar. Jacob, tormented and alone, goes out in the field, puts a rock on the ground and goes to sleep, and he has a dream, and he sees God. And he wakes up and he says, "God was in this place, and I did not know it." God is in this place. Let us try to know it.
Our next hymn is found on page 763, "Let Justice Flow Like Streams," 763. Let us pray. We bring to God someone whom we have met or remembered today and for whom we want to pray. Catherine. We bring to God someone who is hurting tonight and needs our prayer. We bring to God a troubled situation in our world tonight. We bring ourselves to God, speaking our names aloud, that we might grow in generosity of spirit, clarity of mind, and warmth of affection. Maya. We bring to God silently someone whom we find hard to forgive or trust. Gather all our prayers, gracious God, into your wide embrace, and receive with mercy the longings of our hearts and the needs of our world. Amen. As our blessing this evening, we have a song, I believe, that the children are going to sing. Mark?
If we could have the staff and the kids who learned the song today, please come on up. This is a song from Israel called Hine Ma Tov. Please repeat after me. Hine Ma Tov.
Hine Ma Tov.
Uma Hayim.
Shevet Achim.
Gam Yachad.
Hine ma tov uma hayim.
Uma hayim.
Shevet achim gam yachad. Shevet achim gam yachad.
Try saying the whole thing with me. Why don't you guys turn around so that they can hear you? Because I know you guys have it. And say it real loud. Ready?
Hine ma tov uma hayim, shevet achim gam yahad.
Once more.
Hine ma tov uma hayim, shevet achim gam yahad.
The tune goes like this.
Hine ma tov uma hayim, shevet achim gam yahad. Hine ma tov uma hayim, shevet achim gam yach.
Once more.
Hine ma tov uma hayim, shevet achim gam yachad.
And I invite you to stand and to either join hands or link elbows or put a hand on somebody's shoulder, whatever is comfortable for you. And let's face outward. Can we face out? Can we face out? Right. Thank you.
This is a song about community. The translation is, "See how good and pleasant it is when we all live together in harmony." See how good and pleasant it is when we all live together in harmony. And as we sing, I invite you to take a step to the right, and together, and step, and together, and stop, and then to the left, step, together, step, together. Let's do that one more time, ready? Step, together, and then the other way, step, together. Very good. I'll sing the refrain through once, sing it after me twice, and then I will sing a couple of verses. Please sing the refrain again after each verse. If you know the verses, please feel free to sing along. You guys ready? All right.
Hine ma tov uma hayim, shevet achim gam yah. Hine ma tov uma hayim, shevet achim gam yah.
Again.
Hine ma tov uma hayim, shevet achim gam yahad. Hine ma tov uma hayim, shevet achim gam yah. Hine ma tov, La 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 la. Hine ma tov, hine ma tov. La 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 la. Hine ma tovu ma haim. Shevet achim gam yahad. Hine ma tovu ma haim. Shevet achim gam yahad. Hine ma tovu ma haim. La 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 la. Hine ma tovu ma haim. Shevet achim gam yahad. Hine ma tovu ma haim. Shevet achim gam yahad.
And let the people say, Amen. Amen.